in Brachos, in Perek Mishimeiso, on the Daf Chof Beis Med Aleph, and we have this Brisa over here, which makes a drasha, V'hodatam levanecho, v'levnei vanecho, and then Yom Hashem Aruch Shem Rechach v'choreiv, malahalon be'em of Yeres Ziyah, afkan be'em of Yeres Ziyah, that Mikan Amru, that a Baal Keri is usher in Divrei Torah. Rashi says, Rashi says someplace that a Baal Keri is not a Meir Reses Ziyah. Right? Oh, here he is. Avo Baal Keri. You see what it says? Moed Kot and Tetzvom and Alef and Sosa Shas? So Rashi says that Kol Atzmeim, before he says, are Mutarim B'Torah, because they can be Be'em of Yir versus Zeyah. Avo Baal Keri, Eino El Amito Kalas Rosh, V'Zachos Hadas. So Baal Keri is sort of the epitome of Kalas Rosh. Okay? And Kalas Rosh is Usher in Divrei Torah, based on this Drasha. So therefore, Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah. Before we had a little bit of a different drasha, right? We had the drasha of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who said, "The hodatem." Let me find this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, "Nayin lebal keri she'asu b'divrei Torah she'nemar v'hodatem levanecha levnei vanecha v'somech le'yom shemadam alahalon bal keri asurim afkan bal keri asurim." All right, so similar drasha, but a different drasha. There it's based on the fact that a Baal Keri was ushered at Har Sinai. Here it's, okay, so it seems to be emphasizing different aspects of Baal Keri, but they're both based on drushas. And then we have in that Brisa a number of other Tanoim that restrict the type of Torah that's actually forbidden, but they're all based on the drusha. Interestingly, in our Gemara, nowhere in our Gemara is there any mention of the Takona Sezer, right? We have so far these two drushas. Now we're going to have Rebbe Yehuda ben Seira. Tanya Rebbe Yehuda ben Seira, Hoya Omer, Ein Divrei Torah Mekavim Tuma, that what? He bases it on another pasuk. Alright? There's a pasuk that says in Yirmiyahu, Halo Kol Dvorai Ka'eshnum Hashem, that the words of Hashem, which is Divrei Torah, are like fire, Ma'eshenu Mekavim Tuma, Af Divrei Torah Mekavim Tuma. So he basically says, you can't learn that a Baal Keri should be usher to learn Torah because he's Tamei, because what if he's Tamei? He may be Tamei, but his learning Torah will not affect the Torah in any way. So therefore, he holds that a Baal Keri is mutter in seemingly all kinds of Torah activities, right? So he seems to disagree with the previous drushos of Yom HaShem Maruch HaShem HaKech V'Chorei, all right? And then there are other Tanoim, the Gemara says. And the Gemara basically says, Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Nahog Alma Kahani Tlasabe, that we passing like these three Zekanim, one of them being who? Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, who says, Ein Divrei Torah Mekavim Tuma, meaning that there's no Iser for a Baal Keri to learn Torah. And then we had this statement of Ka'asa Ziri Amma Batlula Tvilusa. Okay, that seems, Ziri seems to hold that there was an Easter, but they somehow abolished the requirement of the Tvila. And then there's a whole discussion about what was abolished. And then the Gemara brings in the fact that when it comes to a Baal Keri not being able to learn Torah, it's maybe not required for him to actually do Tvila, which would be midoraisa, the only way you could be mitar yourself from tumas keri.
Yes.
This is the only concept deraisa of being mitar tuma is tevila. There's nothing else. But apparently, for Baal Keri, there seemed to have been a leniency that you didn't need tevila. It was sufficient to have tisha chabin, which we'll talk about exactly what that means. And then there was a whole discussion about whether or not this should be publicized, the fact that he didn't need tefillah. Nochem Ish Gamzu kept it a secret, and he told it secretly, whispered it to Rabbi Akiva, Rav Kiva whispered, also kept it a secret. He whispered to Ben Azai, and Ben Azai said, "Put it on the internet."
So what's the reason
why you would want to publish it, keep it secret? So you'd want to let people know about it, because this way they would be able to learn and they would be able to have peer review. And you'd want to keep it secret. Shlo yihu talmidei chacham mitzuyin eishu sasem katana golem. So that talmidei chachamim should not be frequent with their wives. So it doesn't say in our Gemara. Doesn't say in our Gemara that the reason why there's the Easter of a Baal Keri to learn Torah is because shlo yihu talmidei chacham mitzuyin eishu sasem katana golem. Does it say that in our Gemara?
We don't see it.
Does it say it now? It's the reason why he didn't want to let people know about the school of Tisha Kabin.
Right.
But nowhere does it say that that's the reason for Takanas Ezra. The reason for Takanas Ezra is the drusha of Har Sinai, one of the other of the drushas of Har Sinai. I'm pointing this out to you because
we're in whose sheet now?
We're in a sheet that holds not right here in Sarah. It holds from Takanas Ezra, but holds that Takanas Ezra, if Balkari can retire himself from the East, whatever the Easter Balkari is for Torah and for Tefillah, assuming both the same, not requiring Tefillah, but enough that Tisha Kabin. The Gemara says that they didn't want to publicize that. So that's why I didn't want to publicize this kula, but it doesn't say that that's the reason for the Yisr. Okay, I just want to point that out to you, because the Rambam says that is the reason for the Yisr. So I just want to point out to you that Al Gemara made reference to it, but it didn't necessarily say that was the reason for the Yisr. So,
but it's clear that if that's the case, that it's only mit Rabbanan. I mean, it's only mit Kana.
That's true. If you can use Tisha Kabin, then it's clear that the Easter is only the Rabbanan, because there is no such concept, I believe, the Raisa of Tisha Kabin. It's only the Rabbanan concept. Okay. So the strange thing about our Gemara, the very strange thing about our Gemara, about the whole sugya, this is the main sugya for the din of Baal Keri being Asa Divrei Torah, from this Mishnah, the first Mishnah on Chafam and Beis that we learned, all the way till the end of the Perek. That's the main place, the only place in Shas, really, that discusses the halacha. Till the end of the parak. And the problem is that nowhere does it mention that this Easter is the Takanas Ezra, which is, according to the Gemara Bava Kama, this is one of the 10 Takanas Ezra. And that's the Gemara Bava Kama that I have over here. Gemara says, Gemara lists all the Takanas, and by the Takana of Baal Keri, it says, V'tikain Tula Baal Keri. It doesn't say V'tikain. It says, these are the Takanas of Ezra. And it lists them, and it says, V'tikain, this one. So the Mephoshim want to know why they say V'tikain Dafka by this one, which is what to say about it. But anyway, that's the Lashon of Hagemara. Gemara says, V'tikain Tula Baal Keri. What do you mean, Ezra Masakin Tula Baal Keri? They're right. The fact that Baal Keri is told, that's it in the right. D'chsiv, V'ish ki seitzi mena shikha zera v'rachas v'sor b'mayim. What does v'rachas v'sor b'mayim mean? Do tefillah. More answers, D'raisa hu l'chuma kachim, also hu tikin afilu divrei Torah. Okay? So the Easter of Ezra, the Easter of a Baal Keri in Talmud Torah is based on Takanas Ezra. So the immediate problem that springs to everyone's mind is, that's nowhere in our sugya. Our sugya talks about the Easter being based on one form of the drush, Kedash Kama Sinai, right? That's the reason for the Easter. One drusha, one form of the drusha of Yom HaShem Malach B'Shem HaShem HaKach B'Chorei, another form of the drusha of Yom HaShem Malach B'Shem HaKach B'Chorei, but it, nowhere does it say anything about it being a takana. The other problem that immediately springs to mind is, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds Zvori Te'esh Num HaShem, that my Eish and Mekabel Tuma, so the Retor and Mekabel Tuma. So he holds that there is no Easter for a Baal Keri to learn Torah. So, very nice, he doesn't hold from the Jerusha, he has a different Jerusha. But what does he do with Ezra? Ezra had a Takana. that says that you're not allowed to learn Torah if you're Baal Keri. It's a Beferish Abraisa. Ezra was the Tikain Tefillah Baal Keri. So what does Rebbe Huda do with that? Okay? So those are two major problems we're going to try to address, see how the Rebbe Sholem addressed it and see if we can understand it. So the first problem, not the first problem, but the second problem, actually, is specifically in Tosos, that I, in Bava Kama. Tosos says, we don't pass, we don't hold like Takanas Ezra. Lokai Malonach, we don't hold like Takanas Ezra. Elak Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Dama Zivri Torah, and a Makabim Tumah. Kidam of Reish Sagez, with Misha Meso. So Idna Nog, Amak Plus Asap, we pass like the three Zakanim. Who's one of the Zakanim? Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. So we don't pass like this. So Frek Tosos, Im Tomar, Heichi, Olam, Rabbi Yehuda, with Vasil Takanas Ezra. What do you mean we don't hold like Ezra? If it comes to, if it's Takanas Ezra, how does Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira abrogate Takanas Ezra? So Tosos gives three answers. One answer is the Dilma Sava de Lo Tikein Ezra Zavazet. Amazing, amazing statement. There may be Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds not like this Brisa in Bava Kama. The Brisa in Bava Kama says Ezra made such a takana. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says no, never. Ezra never made any such takana. Okay. So therefore, the only possible reason that it could be usher for a Baal Keri to learn Torah would be based on the drasha that of Har Sinai or something like that. And what Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira say about that? A different drasha, the Roy Kaish, and he never told Makabim Tumah. Even if you could make him, even if you could make him Tomei for Divrei Torah, but Divrei Torah not Makabim Tumah. So that's how Tosfos answers the second question. What was the second question? How can Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira say it's mutter for a Baal Keri to learn Torah, and maybe we hold like Rabbi ben Seira. I don't want to get into that now. What we actually hold in Tzana Zeh, there's a discussion for another time. But how can Marseille Paskin, how can Yehuda ben Seira say in general that it's mutter for a Baal Keri to learn Torah when Ezra says it's usher? So Tosfos says maybe he didn't agree that there was such a takana. Ezra never made such a takana. Who says? You say he said it? No, I didn't. Okay. So what I want to suggest possibly is that maybe that will explain, this is sort of a, Tosfos himself is a pretty radical statement. I'm going to make it a little bit more radical. That maybe this will explain why Agamara never mentions Ezra anywhere in the whole sugya. Because this sugya maybe agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, not in the fact that there's no Easter, because we hold there is an Easter. But we agree with Rabbi Zera and that the Ezra never made such a takana. And that's why the takana is not mentioned anywhere in the whole sugya. What's the reason for the Easter according to our sugya? The drasha of Yom HaShem Ma'al HaShem HaKol. If you hold from it, it's based on a drasha. If you don't hold from it, it's based on a different drasha. But it's nothing to do with Ezra. Okay, I think it's an elegant solution, even if it's not, it's a simple solution, but it's a pretty radical solution. To say that our whole, I never would have suggested such a thing, and Tosfos not suggested it in Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. If you say it in Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, so maybe our whole sugya doesn't hold that Ezra made such a takana. And that's why the Gemara never mentions Ezra. Then Tosfos gives two other terusim as to how Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira could disagree with Ezra. And one is maybe Ezra made his takana conditional. Said, I'm making takana, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira can come in the Bible. I'm only making it if Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira will come and agree with it. And that's not exactly tonight, but he says, call me Shirota Levatli Vato. So this is, there are certain very interesting sugya in terms of when you have a takana, when can another Beis Din be Mavatli? Okay? In other words, we generally have a rule that you can't be mevatel a takana ela based in shogodlim men b'chachm of a minion. So exactly, you know, when that applies and when it doesn't apply, it's a whole other sugi that I don't want to get into. But that's the second teretz of Tosos, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira could disagree, could be matir about Keri and Torah, because he holds that takana was made al tanai. Takana was made al tanai. So what Rami wanted to suggest, and the next teretz is he wants to say that maybe the takana, it wasn't made al tanai, but since it didn't spread, the partial isuro, so it sort of doesn't have a real force of a takana. And there are sugis like that says that that if the people didn't accept takana, so either the takana is batal by itself, or then it's any basin can come in bevatal it, whatever it is. And Rani doesn't like that because they didn't keep it. But this is not a din Torah. This is takana. The chamim, if they made a takana that people can't keep, so that is they made a mistake, right? And we have that many cases. This idea of ein hatzibur yicholim lamod bo and lo parshta, those are both similar kinds of concepts that have to do with takanas. Of when the takanas are affected.
It's Shem and Akum, right?
Shem and Akum, yes. So Ronnie wanted to suggest, and I'm not sure that I agree with him, that remember, Tosfos is really dealing with the problem of how can Rabbi Yehuda ben Sarah disagree with Ezra. I have another problem with why Ezra's takana is not mentioned in the Gemara. So I gave, possibly according to the first Teretz of Tosfos, an answer. Ronnie wants to suggest that according to the other Teretz of Tosfos, maybe since takana of Ezra was batal, so therefore now the Gemara is going to look and find another Easter. I don't know if is that something? Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah.
I don't know. I find it hard to believe if they wanted to reconstitute it, even though it itself was bottled, and find a mocker in the Torah for it. I don't know if you could say that or not. That's what Ronnie wanted to say. But this problem about the relationship between our sugya, which all is drushos, and the Takanas Ezra is dealt with by somebody else, not just Tosfos, but Rashi. Rashi, the first Rashi in the sugya on the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the din that a Baal Keri is what is Maharer, and the Gemara is talking about according to Shita that it holds Hirur's Kedibadami. And the Gemara says if it's Hirur Kedibadami, so what good does it do to the Maharer? It's the same thing as being a Davis. The Gemara says Kedah Ashkan B'Sinai. That the only thing that's utter is things that are comparable to what happened in Sinai. So Rashi says, Shefrishan Meisha, Dixiv Al Tigshu Al Isha, Val Prisha Zu, Somach Ezra, Asakin Tfilal Balakaran, Kodam Sheask Batoro, Dixiv, Vodaf Mavanech, Vasamach Le, Yom Asher Mazal Hashem Akech Vachoreb, Kedamri and Lakam Rapirkan. So Rashi says, you know what the relationship is between Takanas Ezra and this Drasha? Ezra relied on this Drasha when he made the Takanah. I don't really know what that means, that Ezra relied on this drasha and he made a takana. If there's a drasha, what does Ezra have to make a takana for? And if somebody has an idea, and some want to say that since there was such a drasha, it was like an asmachta that he could rely on making his takana, but it's really a takana, something like that. And he only made a takana comparable to the drasha. It's not just academic that he relied on the drasha. But it has ramifications. The ramification is Takana only asks a Baal Keri to do that which happened, that which can be derived from the Drasha. See, it's not just Nesamachta and has no meaning. It actually has a halakhic ramification. That if you could have a Baal Keri who would be able, a Baal Keri is able to do, only, is only forbidden to do what they did at Haifinai, which was Dibur. Well, that's a different question. How is a Dibur there? But Hirur, even if Hirur is Kedibur, is going to be Mutter because the Takanas Ezra, according to Rashi, is somehow based on the Drasha. Right? Now, I can't explain it so well. I can tell you the Meiri, which I think I understand a little bit better. The Meiri learns that Ezra never made a Takana. That basically, not that historically, there was no. When the Gemara says, Ezra's Mesakein, he means Dorash V'tikein. He means, it's not a takana like just having, it's really a drasha. Okay? It's a din d'oraisa. And it's based on the drasha. And when it says tikein, it doesn't mean that it's only, that it's forbidden only because of a din d'rabbana, a takana of the basin. Mm-hmm. But what it means is Dorash V'tikein. It means that actually, he just proclaimed that there is such a drasha and this a Baal Keri is author of Divrei Torah based on his drasha, and it's a din d'oraisa. Following that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what the Meiri says. It's easy to understand. It's a pretty radical interpretation also. But that's what the Meiri says, that the reason why Ezra is not mentioned in our sugya over here is, according to Meiri, because all Ezra did was say that, agree with the sugya.
But then
you don't have to mention Ezra.
Then it makes harder to disagree. Then Tosfos' question
No, that's not... it's much easier to disagree with a deraisa than it is with a takana. Because with a deraisa, you can have a different drusha you can hold. You can... By a deraisa, we hold Shmuel v'chdor b'yiftel g'dor. You dash in one way. Ezra dash in one way. I have a base and I dash in a different way. And you could do that. Takanas, right. you can't disagree with unless you go with Menachal Minyan.
Right.
But when it comes to a drasha, you can have a disagreement. It seems, Mew doesn't quite say this, but it seems that the answer would be that according to the Meiri, the reason why our sugya never mentions Ezra is because really Ezra didn't do anything. He just sort of proclaimed these drushas. So if you hold from the drasha, that you just mentioned a drasha. If you don't hold from the drasha, you mention a different drasha. All right. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira can disagree with Ezra. Ezra held from the drasha. He holds from a different drasha. You can do that. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira is allowed to disagree with that when Ezra comes to that. The only thing Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira is not allowed to do is mevatel takana of Ezra. Okay. So I think we have to stop over here. Beli Neder will continue next time with the. With the Rambam. I didn't mention the Rashba. We'll continue with the Rambam in the Surah next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.